You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It is Thursday, so you know what that means. It is the Michigan Mailbag, a part of the Locked On Wolverines podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Holt, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. And don't look now, but we have 4 days in a row of the Locked On Wolverines podcast. I think I deserve a trophy. At least like some cakes or cookies, but I can't have the cakes or cookies because I'm, like I said, I'm washing my girlish figure here. Another insane amount of walking today with Zuri. And we did it amidst having a Harbaugh press conference and the fact that there's a basketball game tonight. Let's see if I can stay awake through the basketball game. I definitely will stay awake through your questions. So let's get to it. Starting with our leaders and best, James Crudup at James Crudup 6. Should we start to bash Juwan Howard and or giving everyone else credit so the NBA doesn't come calling? You know what? Let the NBA come calling, because here's the thing. I don't think Juwan's going anywhere, no matter who offers. That's it. Juwan is in a similar situation. It's the same deal as Jim Harbaugh not waiting for NFL offers to come to Michigan. And the reason why Jim Harbaugh hasn't left. Michigan's special. Why people outside don't think that? It's like, because you've seen some of those after the Ohio State game. You saw some of those tweets of like, oh, you know, it's just a matter of time now. And it's like, no, it's, I would be shocked. Especially this year, because it's like, oh yeah, he hasn't even gotten his number one class in. Like, it's just not happening. He's not going anywhere. 10 years down the line, does, you know, Michigan has at least a couple Final Four appearances, a national championship to his name. Does he maybe want to just go and see what it's all about? Maybe. I honestly think, like, you saw how Juwan was in the introductory press conference. I mean, I was 15, 20 feet away. I was in the second row. Like, that man loves Michigan, and it was a dream come true. It's not going to be a dream come true to go coach the Pelicans. You know, it's not his dream come true to be like, well, I just always wanted to be a Charlotte Hornets coach. You know what I mean? So no, let the NBA come calling. It'll be that much more powerful when he's like, listen, the NBA want me. I don't want the NBA. Josh Barra, Jadicky. I've seen the commentary that Smith, as in Mike Smith, may return, but any chance Sean D does as well? And I think that's really interesting. You have more questions, but I'm going to answer that. I think it's certainly a possibility, especially if he doesn't think his draft stock is necessarily super high. Free year, why not? Seems to be the case with Smith, probably. Why not? Best moment of sports schadenfreude so far this year has to be Illinois losing to MSU after accusing Michigan of ducking them. Rolling on the floor laughing, agree or disagree? That was the emoji, of course, spelled out. I won't go that far. Not that I can think of anything. And I know this year's young. It's 2021. I can't think of much. It might be. Because I can't think of anything else that was like, okay, that's hilarious. But, I mean, yeah, they cried about it so much. And it's as if it wasn't going to get rescheduled. And it did. You're going to have your chance. And now, guess what? You're that much further down because you lost to Illinois. Because you looked pedestrian in that game, and I watched half of it. So, I guess I do agree. Michael Wolf, my brother in metal, at MWolf21. Is Harbaugh still going to be involved with coaching QBs, even though they hired a coach for the position? I'd imagine to some capacity, but it seems like he's probably still going to be a big picture guy. So we'll see what that looks like. I expect him to have more of a hand in everything than he did before. That's the thing. People say, like, oh, if he just takes his thing. Like, I read something, I think it was from Stuart Mandel in The Athletic. Like, if he just lets Josh Gattis do his thing, and it's like, how do you know Josh Gattis isn't doing his thing? Conversations I've had have made it seem like Josh Gattis has done his thing. So I think he'll be more involved, just kind of, especially new defensive coordinator, never done it before. Said today, by the way, that like Mike McDonald was the type of guy that was on the verge of being an NFL defensive coordinator. So if you got a guy that is NFL defensive coordinator level, before, you know, if you manage to get him before another team could scoop him up, that's all the better for Michigan in the end. But we'll see what's going on there. Trent Noop at Trent Noop, our writer for Wolverine's Wire, be on the lookout tonight for his, well, you could go and check out the Iowa preview, which is up now, and he'll have the good, the bad, and the MVP from the game afterwards. Rumor on the street is that Michigan is now a basketball school. Any truth to that? Hate to break it to you, buddy, but no, it's not. Here's the thing. And this is some inside baseball, and I think I've said it on the show before. Like, when basketball is insanely good, I'm talking final, you know, on Final Four, all of that. That's the only time in which I see Michigan basketball fans or Michigan fans care as much about basketball as a whole than football, from a page view standpoint. When Michigan's making a run at a national championship, people care a ton. And let's not, like, it. I'm not saying that people don't care, because Chrysler regularly sells out when the team is good. There are certainly a passionate amount of fans, but it just does not compare. Like, I think the thing that I've mentioned also recently is my best friend saying he would trade one national championship year of football for 10 years of zero basketball. Zero. I think there's a lot of Michigan fans that would take that trade. So, unfortunately, no, I don't think it's a basketball school. I know that a lot of people like to joke about it. That said, it is a proud program and a proud tradition. So I'm not downplaying that. It's just football is king around here. And if you're going to compare the two, they are not comparable. I wish they were, because that would make this stretch more fun in general. And I'm not talking about this year. This year's plenty fun. But I'm talking, like, in general, in a given year, when basketball has a year like it did in, what, 2017, where it wasn't very good, and they got hot in the end, and people started getting excited, and then they lost in the Sweet 16. You know, something like that. Okay. Like, that got to be fun, but otherwise it was just like, it just, people do not care nearly as much, and I wish they did. Jimmy Whitner at Jimmy Whitner 1. What position group do you see making the biggest improvement from last year? Number 2, if we bring in only one position in the transfer portal, what position would it be? I'll answer the second one first, and now I don't know who they're going to get, because the names that I was told that I brought up were, are either off the table. Like, Jameer Johnson went to Texas A&M. Trayshawn Hayward went to, I think he went to Arizona. I can't remember. Arizona State, one of the two. Went somewhere. I know that. Henry Tutu is a lock to go to Alabama. I don't remember the other one that was like a, yeah, that's who they're really going for. But, Diallo, Mohamed Diallo. I don't know what his deal is. I would still guess, like, if they were going to find someone in the transfer portal, they'd be looking for linebacker help, especially because they just lost a couple linebackers. So I think that would be the place that they would target the biggest. As far as position group making the biggest improvement from last year, I'm going to go running backs, because this isn't a slam on Jay. I think Jay was a fine running backs coach, but I just think that the rotation is going to be smarter. Instead of having 4 players that you're trying to play, you've got 3. That's a little bit better. A lot more manageable, even if they, like, it's almost like, yeah, you probably aren't going to screw that up too bad if they went back to the same kind of tomfoolery from last year. But I think that the running backs are going to be outstanding this next year. I really, really do. And I think it's going to be a big difference. Bonus in the leaders and best. Fellow writer of Wolverine's Wire, Brandon Knapp at BNAP Blogs. Which Michigan basketball team would win if they played each other, 2012-13 squad or 2020-21 squad. Both have excellent coaches, depth, and a solid starting five. I would have to see how 2021 finishes, because there's still, you know, there's still regular season left. There's still the playoffs. With that in mind, I'm going to have to give the nod to 2012-13, because it was kind of similar in the sense that they had a really incredible group of starters. They could kill you with any player. But I don't feel like, at the same time that I say that, Michigan beat Kansas. They were very lucky to beat Kansas. It felt for 38 minutes, it felt like Kansas was vastly superior to that Michigan team. It was just a team of destiny, essentially, that just didn't finish. So I would put my money on 2012-13. But as far as what we've seen from this current group, I think it's deeper. I think the coaching is even smarter. I think it's incredible, to be honest. But I can't pick them yet until I've seen more. All right. We've got more questions coming up, but one reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage, food, vacation. Why would you choose to spend up to 30 or 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil. Heck, you can even get new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on to their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. We continue with the Michigan mailbag with Jim at Jim in the North. Why can't we keep players? Is this the case for every college team or worse for us? My grumpy old man is coming out wondering why these players don't want to stick around and compete for a job, but rather just blow town. Is it the state of college football or just our program? I think you had a legitimate program issue with 2017, I think. Outside of the 2017 class, I think it's just college football because, yeah, you lost some players. I think that it didn't matter if Zach Charbonnet was at Michigan. I don't think it would have mattered if he was at Ohio State. I don't think it would have mattered where he was. He was going to end up playing back on the West Coast. Ben Van Sumeren is a type of guy that was a casualty to the scheme. Like I said the other day, I ran into him on the street. I'm flabbergasted that he went to Michigan State, but ran into him on the street and he said, you know, scheme doesn't fit me. Okay. Holistic changes are going to see guys go out. Joe Milton, I'm assuming, based off of my limited conversation with him, that he didn't feel like he was going to be the starter. Got 3 years of eligibility left. Can go and transfer and be a guy immediately. As Jim Harbaugh said today, that, you know, quarterbacks in particular leaving, that's just college football at this point. Happens all the time. Happens to every program. I know it's alarming when you see, like, okay, they lost Brandon Peters, they lost Dylan McCaffrey, now they lost Joe Milton. You know, if J.J. McCarthy starts, they'll, you know, very well could lose Cade McNamara. That's just, unfortunately, how it works right now. So I would not be freaking out or anything. Again, 2017, you had some issues. Outside of that one particular year, I think everything's fine. Jim continues with three more questions. It seems like Brian Jean-Marie wanted to go for a while. Do you think they knew this was coming? I'm just dismayed it happened so quickly, and now we have another unknown quantity coaching the most important position. I wouldn't call Weiss an unknown commodity. He's a guy who was a high-level position coach at one of the best NFL franchises. It's funny because, like, if with McDonald and with Weiss, when Jim Harbaugh came to become Michigan's head coach, if you would have told Michigan fans that they just got a guy that coached multiple positions for the Baltimore Ravens in Matt Weiss, and they just got as their defensive coordinator a guy that coached the linebackers at Baltimore, a team that always awesome on defense, always at stopping the run, and in his tenure for 3 years, incredible at both of those things. People would have been going nuts. People would have been going insane. I just think it's weird that people are not, like, was it questionable to me? Just again, like, I thought that, okay, go and find a linebackers coach, but like they swung for the fences for Christian Robinson. He stayed at Florida. I think that might have made John Marie kind of feel like, well, I can probably go. You know, like he stuck around for a minute, but like nothing telling you like you're not wanted as much as them trying to hire your replacement, you know. And I think it's fine too, in the sense of, hello, coached linebackers at Maryland last year. We'll get to Ron Bellamy. We got questions about him later here, but you know, any indications that Harbaugh has any of his old fire back, like he did in the when they did the class and the grass practices, like practices and competition all the time, that seemed to work. Then we stopped. I don't know. I hope so. I think having a young coaching staff that's fired up is going to help, regardless of if he seems as fired up or not. Is having spring ball early problematic in that they only have so much time, and by starting and ending early, they have more dead time till the season? No, it's like a couple weeks. Either they would have started when they did this week, or they would have started like at the latest 3 weeks from now. No, I'm not concerned with a three week difference. If anything, they were better usually when they had spring ball at around this time. So if you want to make any correlation, I'd say that. All right, Jonathan Joseph at JJ Joseph 2156 has promised put you up in segment two. Which player are you looking most forward to seeing after spring to see improvement, not counting freshmen? See, you had the caveat, and I was going to say Donovan Edwards, and then not counting freshmen. Dang it. Okay. Ones that I want to see most improvement from, I guess, I mean, it would have to be on the defensive side, I feel. I mean, maybe not. Maybe the quarterbacks, because you just want to see. So I guess Cade, because if the offense can just score, the defense doesn't matter as much what the defense is doing. And I think the offense is built to score. So I guess quarterback would be my answer. Other than that, I guess I will give you a defensive side. Actually, I'll tell you what, defensive line, I don't know who. But whoever ends up being your nose, who ends up being that guy in the middle, is it Donovan Jeter? Is it Chris Hinton? Whoever that is, that's who I want to see improve. I want to see Chris Hinton really improve because he's a 5-star. That's what I want. Okay. We figured it out. We got it together. Also in segment two, who is in segment three, as promised now, Zach at Zach Woodruff 3. I know you don't follow recruiting closely. Well, I follow it closely. I just don't. You know what I mean? I don't cover it as closely as I used to. But I'm interested in your thoughts on likely 2022 QB recruits. I'm hearing Aller, as in Drew Aller, Jackson, and Klubnik as of now. I'll take Steve Lorenz, who was on the podcast 2 days ago, his word for it. Drew Aller seems like the one that the Medina, Ohio, high 4-star now after the update. He'd be the one that I'd have my eyes on. That's who I feel would be the one most likely to end up in the class. Also helps to get one from Ohio that you know that Ohio State's probably not taking with Quinn Ewers in the class. Again, like Steve said. I'm just parroting what he said. Zach Van Lente at Lente Zach. And I always, ever since you said I say your name right, I always feel like I'm going to say it wrong now. Do you think if Harbaugh had insisted that Brown change up the way he signaled his plays, that Brown would still be the DC? Maybe. I think that's certainly possible. Because I think, again, like if you look at, like I mentioned the other day with like games like Wisconsin, you know, it was just really evident to me that Wisconsin knew what was coming before it was coming. I think the defense would have looked a lot better. So very well could have been. Continues with defensive performance last year being as bad as it was. Are you surprised there are more assistant coaches on the offensive side of the ball? Well, there aren't now. It's even again at 5-5 now that Bellamy moved over to safeties coach. I was for a minute, though. I absolutely was surprised. Finishing us out in segment two, Spencer Whitmore at Spencer Whitmore. I know it's early and I've never been the Heisman QB type, but I think Cade starts the year and McCarthy ends it. Thoughts? I think it's a possibility. But I feel like we're underselling Cade. I really do, and I'm guilty of it as anyone. I think we're underselling what Cade McNamara brings to the table. Let's not forget, he's the leading passing leader in Nevada. And I know Nevada's not exactly, but keep in mind, Nevada has Bishop Gorman. That's a top 10 high school. Bishop Gorman had Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and I know we all love to make fun of, what's his name? Tate Martell. It had both those guys, and McNamara shattered their records. I think it's possible, but I think we're underselling Cade. I think if Cade stays healthy, then and he starts the year as the starter, he might run with it. That's where I'm going to go with. All right. We will continue with more here in just a moment, but I got to tell you about betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, they're all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards shows, TV shows, reality TV. Go and bet on the Real Housewives of Dubuque. I know that's not a thing. It should be. I want a bunch of Real Housewives taking place. And I've never seen a Real Housewives show, but one of my best friends Corinne always watches them, so I always am teasing her, like, how's Real Housewives in Des Moines, how's Real Housewives in Oklahoma City, whatever. Anyway, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. So head over to betonline.ag, sign up today, receive that 50% welcome bonus with the promo code Locked On with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, we got five to finish us out. Let's do it strong. Brandon at Brandon S616, representing, I'm assuming, the west side of the state of Michigan. Number one, he's got three questions. You said you're not a fan of the team. Is that due to having to cover the team as a career? I'll answer that straight away. Yes, I was very much a fan of the team. Before that's how I still have the passion for Michigan, but the best way I can put it is, if Michigan loses, nothing happens to me emotionally. It does a little bit when it happens to Ohio State, but other than that, that's because I hate Ohio State. But nothing happens to me emotionally at all. It used to, and it was something that I had to purposefully and systematically get rid of, because it's hard to do your job when you're, you know, internally crying about a loss. When you're all upset about it. So, yeah, I mean, but I went to Michigan. I was born at University of Michigan. I was able to sing the victors since I was 2, 3. Picture of me circulate on Instagram every now and again, Facebook and all of that, with me as wearing a Michigan uniform when I was all of like 4 years old. So, yeah, a lot of that. Number two, do you know how the spring practices are scheduled? Is it 15 straight, couple days in between? That's not straight. They had the day off today. I don't know exactly. I'm assuming it's like 3 a week. Because they started on Monday, might be like an every other day type thing. Because they had one on Monday, they had one yesterday. I can attest to that just from walking by. So I'm guessing it's three a week is how they're doing it. So 3 a week for 5 weeks. That makes sense. Number three, lots of backlash for the last minute QB coach hire. Do you think it is blown out of proportion? I absolutely do. Now, again, I thought, okay, if you're going to go get a guy, you need a linebackers coach. But I think they took like the same kind of idea as some teams do in the NFL draft. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Go get the best coach available. I think it's an incredible hire in the sense of you went and got a guy that is really, really good as a coach. Another guy that comes from Baltimore. Again, this isn't like we're talking about like, yeah, they went and got some guy from the Detroit Lions that's related to the Ford family that just was like a nepotism dude. No, it's totally like anything that anyone coming out of that Ravens organization is gold. You know? It is what it is. Jimbo Wink at Jimbo Wink 1. What's the lowest graded position group to you, and what steps are they taking to improve it? For me, it's the linebackers, but that's just also because I don't know anything right now. I don't know how this, you know, the personnel and the scheme works together. I think it could rise quickly, but I mean, I think that you're going to be using some relatively young players who haven't really seen the field, like Khalil Mullings, Nakai Hill-Green. As far as steps they're taking to improving it, I mean, they hired new coaching staff. So that's kind of everything on the defensive side of the ball. They hired new coaching staff. Stachos at Stachos is my name. With so many coaches trying things for the first time. Bellamy at safeties, White's at QB, hired 3 days before spring. More on offensive line, McDonald's at DC. How do you think it works out? We'll see. I know that's not what you want to hear, but I think Bellamy would be just fine as safeties with a head coach. Yeah, he played wide receiver, but he knows football. Clearly, he's been overseeing a team that he took from, excuse me, from nothing and made him a state champion. Again, I'm coming around more on the Weiss hire at quarterback's coach. Again, if he was brought on in one of Harbaugh's first couple years, people would be saying, what a brilliant hire. But everyone's so skeptical of everything. Sharon Moore, if you want to, how can you be skeptical? Like, if you're skeptical of saying, well, Bellamy was an art wide receiver and he's coaching safeties, why, you know, there's no reason to be skeptical of Moore coaching the offensive line because he was an offensive lineman at Oklahoma. McDonald at defensive coordinator. That's the big one. We'll see how that'll work. How does this scheme work? How does it work in the Big Ten? How does it work in practice? How does it work with the personnel? But if he is what Jim Harbaugh said he was today, then I think it'll work out fine. But we have to see it in games. Leon Adams at LL Adam. Daxton Hill has to be questioning the quality of coaching he has gotten. Can Bellamy develop Dax and recruit the position at a high level? I loved him as our wide receivers coach. I mean, yeah, because here's a part of it. You just need to know what is happening at the position. And I think a lot of ways, just like Gattis being a wide receivers coach for so long, in a lot of ways, it's great to have a guy that played the opposite position, because Bellamy knows what wide receivers want to do. And he also knows what safeties want to do. But he also knows, you know, he really knows what wide receivers are trying to do. Because he played it at Michigan, he played it in the NFL. So I don't think Daxton Hill has to be questioning the quality of coaching that he's about to get. Questioning having his position coach being a grad assistant last year? Yeah, I think there you really can question it. No offense to A'shaun Larkins. Finishing us out for the episode, Jacob Chavarria at Jacob1721-3950. Do you know what happened to Eli Brooks's tooth? Does Michigan pay for the athlete's dental if it's sports related? Someone get that man his tooth back. I'm sure they do. I would absolutely. I mean, you essentially, even just being a student at Michigan, have essentially free health care if things are the same as what they were when I was in college. Like, I could go to University of Michigan. I can't remember what it was called, but there's a building like UM Health or whatever that I could go to and get free whatever. And then, like, if they sent me a referral to the hospital or whatever, that's all covered. So, yeah. But what happened to his tooth? Obviously, yeah, we know what happened to his tooth. I'm sure he'll get it back in after the season. All right, that'll do it. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday to talk about the Michigan-Iowa outcome. We'll talk about things that Jim Harbaugh said, anything else that comes up in the meantime. So appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you then. Peace.